Freeport High School has meant a lot to me for many years. And National Pretzel Day is a very important day for me. It's our day. And I thought it would be kind of interesting to take a few Freeport High School students, proud pretzels, that have had some success, and more importantly, really have that drive as a student and as an athlete. I had such a great time talking to Peyton London, Tristan Peterson, and Mia Ortiz, not only about themselves, what drives them, what they do when they're not being so talented, but more importantly, why they're proud to be a pretzel. Here are Peyton, Tristan, and Mia on Timbuktu. I am honored to be here with Peyton London. She's a sophomore, and she is on Freeport High School's girls basketball team and has done many, many wonderful things. And she is one of the proud pretzels I want to talk to today. Peyton, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Peyton, when did you know you loved basketball?
I have always played basketball from an early age. I've watched my sisters growing up. They both played. And so being in the gym pretty much 24/7 from when I can remember, I pretty much just loved watching them play and wanted to get out there myself. And my dad, he played, so he taught me. And, you know, I just watched different little videos with him or with my family. And so I just always wanted to see what I could do with basketball.
So you say playing basketball all year, you do AAU teams, you have your high school team and whatever. With all year long, how do you stay refreshed?
Staying refreshed is a big part of basketball just because, like you said, I do play all year round. So you have to balance out between getting your rest days, but also, you know, knowing when you can push yourself, but don't push yourself too far. You need to rest days and you need days to relax. You need to do other activities outside of basketball, but just making sure that basketball isn't everything. Like, yes, you have fun with it, and yes, it means a lot to you, and you know, you can go a lot, you can do a lot with it, you can go far with it, but you have to take your rest days as well.
Well, it's funny, I've announced a few games of yours, and I always see that smile on your face. You have that intensity, but there's that smile on your face, which I think is so wonderful to see. And so many people my age down to your age need to see that, to have that much fun. That's just outstanding when it comes to that. Now, you talked about some other activities other than basketball. What are some other activities that you love to do?
So I personally really like to play pickleball, especially with the spring season coming on. My friends and I like to go out there and play pickleball. I like to read as well. And I'm really into like my schoolwork and stuff. So I like to do other stuff besides basketball as well.
So you say your schoolwork, what are some classes? What are some things that you like to do at high school?
I honestly, my favorite class is probably my math class, but I have a human growth and development class. I really enjoy that class just because I want to do something with psychology or like counseling down the line. So that class has really helped me prepare for college.
So I'm going to throw you a little curveball. We didn't talk about this, but it kind of adds into it. You say you want to do something in counseling or something like that. If the opportunity's there to go professionally to play basketball, if that ever happens, does that interest you or no?
Yes, that definitely interests me. That would be my first priority, is to like keep playing basketball as long as I can, but to always have a backup plan. That's really important too.
See, on a podcast, you can't see a smile on someone's face, but when I mentioned the word professionally, it was a big smile. So that's really, really cool to see. The one thing I noticed, many things I noticed when you were playing basketball, is you have a drive. You push yourself. What drives you as a student and as an athlete?
Well, I feel like it all comes down to family dynamics. My parents have raised me and my sisters very, very well. And then like faith-wise, my belief in God has helped me with everything in my life, like schoolwork. He's always there for me, and he's always, you know, there for everyone. And that's really helped me with my schoolwork. And then, you know, when you do well in school, it really helps you to want to do well on the court as well. So just continuing to keep all of my things in order and keep all of the standards in line.
So as an Aquin graduate that I am, you've had to go down a little different path when it comes to your high school career. And I still have my Aquin Bulldog letter jacket. Please don't ask me to try it on. It won't fit. Okay. But I'm an Aquin graduate. So I understand probably some of the things that you went through as coming over here, but now you're a pretzel, and being National Pretzel Day, what does it mean to you now to be a pretzel?
Well, the transition was great coming here to be a pretzel, and it means a lot just because both my parents had went here. So it just means a lot to me to represent where they came from and, you know, my hometown, and to be able to do something at this big of a stage and this large of an audience. It's a lot. It's really great.
So a couple of quick things and then I will let you go. What's been your favorite game as a pretzel so far?
My favorite game was definitely the pretzel and cheese day. The snack bowl?
Yeah, the snack yes. bowl. Yeah, I announced that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was definitely my favorite game just because that was the one that I had got my 1,000 point, and then that was a great game to play. So
I think the funny thing about that was is I went over and I asked a question, and all of these parents are like, okay, when she gets the 1,000, when she gets the 1,000, make sure we can hold our sign. I said, I know that. I know that. Right. That's great. Well, Peyton, welcome to Freeport. Congratulations. Like a lot of people know, I'm a proud Bulldog, but also I'm a really proud pretzel. And I'm so glad that you're here and that you're a part of it. And I can't wait to see what you do these next few years. Thank you, Peyton.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with Tristan Peterson, 3-time IHSA All-State diver. Tristan, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going. Being here on Timbeck 2 because we're proud of our pretzels, and you're definitely a proud pretzel, and you do something that a lot of people really don't. How did you know, or when did you know, I want to dive?
So it's actually quite a story. I was 5 years old, and I was at the YMCA in Freeport here, and I saw the high school team practicing, and I just thought it was so cool. I was there for swim practice, and I mean, it was amazing watching like what they were doing. I was like, this is like, I need to do this. Like, this is so fun. So I just like got into it and went in open pool time and started flipping around. I loved it from there. And I just knew I loved the sport.
So the concept of flipping around like that, did you have any fear at all at first or no?
No, not really. I just kind of got up there and just did everything when I was younger. I mean, I just throw myself out the board in whatever way I could. I mean, I had a few close calls where I almost got injured, but you know, I love it. And I had no fear at all.
Do you have the same love of it now that you did say 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Even more now. As I kept going, I just loved it more.
Excellent. Excellent. Now you dive all year long, yeah, correct? Mm-hmm. I know I've noticed sometimes that you're up at University of Wisconsin-Madison and you're at some other areas. How do you stay refreshed?
You know, it's just going to the meets and like seeing the other people and the other divers and like being able to talk to the, like what else they're doing. Like that keeps me refreshed and keeps me going and motivated. Just having everyone else around and there and diving with other people. It keeps me like, it really, really motivates me.
So your parents, who I know very, very well, and I think that they keep us updated on what you're doing on Facebook and the great things, having that support. You're a junior this year, correct? Yeah. You're a junior this year. There were a lot of years that they had to take you to all of these different things and so on. That support that you had sure must be a positive thing to you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would not be here right now if it weren't for my parents. They support me in every way they can, and they work weekends, but they take off work to come to my meets, and they take me everywhere. They drive me. They're so supportive and they're just amazing. Like I'm very proud to be their son and do what I do because of them. And I wouldn't be here without them.
That is outstanding. So what are some other activities that you love to do other than diving?
I love to play pickleball in the summer with Mr. Namio and them. And I just love going out to the courts on my free time that I do have and play. But it's only really a summer thing because I don't have any time right now in the spring stuff.
So with the spring stuff and not having any time, how many hours a day do you dive?
So it's about 2 hours to drive to Chicago each way. And I dive from 5:30 to, it depends on the day, sometimes like 8:15. So I get home around 10:30 every day. But I dive for about 2 to 3 hours every day most of the time.
I know you're not like counting, but for 3 hours, How many times is that you getting in the water, getting out, climbing up, and so on?
Well, and waiting in the lines too, I guess. We also do dry land and then before and we get in the pool. So it's probably like an hour and a half of pool time. But in there, I'm probably diving in and out of the water. Like I'm getting going. Probably like 50 minutes is probably diving, I'd say.
Wow. Okay. So 50 minutes. So what are some injuries? You said you almost got hurt or this and that. What are some injuries that take place for a diver?
A lot of ankle injuries, wrist injuries. There's a lot of back injuries out there. But I suffer the most from like ankle injuries. I always sprain my ankles doing stuff on the dry land and stuff like that. But
is that basically off the board or what's that from?
It's mainly from like the dry board. Whenever you're have a board and it goes onto like a mat. And like when I go on the mat, sometimes my ankle just rolls and just gets messed up.
Okay. What drives you as a student and as an athlete?
To be honest, it's all really diving that pushes me. Cause even school, like I'm doing well in school. I'm pushing myself hard in school just because of diving. Cause I want to go to college and be successful and be able to dive in college. So really diving just pushes me to be a good student too.
As a junior, have you already started looking at colleges?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I'm not going to have you do a special official what I want to do. I'm not, of course, I would never do that, but I'm going to ask this. And to anybody that goes, is that kind of a negative question? I don't think it is. And here's the question. Are there days, do you have a day here and there where you're like, man, I just don't want to get wet. I just want to take it easy, eat Cheetos, play pickleball and hit the road.
There has been a few days, not recently. It's been a while, but like my sophomore year, a lot, I was going through a little bit of a slump and I just really didn't want to do some like stuff over the summer, but like I got out of that slump and like in the past, like I want to say like 6-8 months, I haven't had a day like that at all.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask you this question, bounce it off there. How does a diver get in a slump? What's a slump?
So like, I guess with diving, there's like a lot of mental blocks. Like for gymnastics, they call it like, or like they call it the twisties or whatever, but it's the same thing with diving. So whenever you're going through like a mental block and you really like keep pushing, you can't get through it. Then like, there's some days where I'm just like, I can't like, the, I haven't like, I'm having a rough time. Like I can't get over this, but like, so I just skip practice once, but I really haven't skipped practice that many times, but
Tristan, it's National Pretzel Day on the 26th of April. And I wanted to get some proud pretzels and have a little drive and a little oomph and whatever. What does it mean to you to be a pretzel when you dive?
To me, being a pretzel, it's amazing. Like being able to support my community on a much larger scale. And everyone asks me, why are you guys called the pretzels? And to be able to explain that story, I'm just so proud to be able to be like, oh yeah, this is why. And having such a unique mascot and be able to support everyone around me in my community. It's amazing.
Well, I've always liked you, dude. But with that answer, that's even a more fabulous answer right there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going into your senior year, good luck to you. Keep pushing it. I never get to see you because that's right during speech season. So, let's keep getting bigger and better and, good luck to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. I know this lady pretty well. This is Ms. Mia Ortiz. She is a 2-time All-Stater. That's not funny. That's really cool. But she got a double finalist position in SOS and in poetry this year. She's been in all kinds of plays. She has been involved with so many activities in this school. She is definitely a proud pretzel here on National Pretzel Day. Mia, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. So, Mia, you have been in Freeport for 3 years, your sophomore, junior, and senior year. And I have been able to really direct you, coach you, and teach you for these many years. And I think it's one of these things. Did you realize when you came to Freeport, it would end up like this?
No, I don't think I ever could have imagined it being like this. I remember coming from such a small town in comparison. I was really nervous for what a school of this size would be and everything that was available to it. And I remember just being really scared and I didn't really know what to expect at all. There were all these different organizations and extracurriculars that I could be a part of. And I think coming here, it was just my goal to be a part as many as I could and just see what was out there.
Well, you definitely have, because it's one of these things that you are a part of so many different clubs, so many different activities. We may talk about that a little bit too, because it's not just about speech. It's not just about theater. Oh, yes, it is. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's not. When did you know that you loved theater and you loved to do speech?
Honestly, theater is something that I've been involved in since I was younger. I think I first got involved in a couple shows. In middle school, I had auditioned for, I remember my 10th birthday. As a birthday present, my mom took me to audition for another show. And I think it's just one of those things that I've always been very dramatic, had a flair for the dramatic.
Really? I didn't know that.
So that was something that was just, it was something that I always had an interest in. And as for speech, in my previous school, we had a speech team my freshman year that I was really interested in and I wanted to be a part of it. And so I joined it. And switching schools, I really wanted to have that speech team. And I had heard a lot about Freeport Speech. I'd heard great things. And I was just really excited to be a part of it.
Well, I was very excited when I heard you were coming in too, because not often do we get someone who has had experience and to come in and you just picked it up and went with it and so on. So you do so many things. You have so many clubs. What are some other clubs that you do other than speech and theater?
Well, that's a long, long
That's why I'm
list.
Asking.
So I'm involved in a lot of the service organizations we offer at the school. So I'm president of our Key Club, president of our NHS. I'm a part of servant leadership. I am part of student council. I'm on the executive board for student council. I have also brought this year, we brought a new school organization called LULAC, which is our League of United Latin American Citizens. And so that's a new club that I brought to the school this year, looking to, you know, have a place for some of our minority students to find a place to belong. I'm also involved in music. So I was a part of the show choir this year, jazz band. So there's really a wide variety of things.
Well, let me ask first, why are those clubs so important to you? You wouldn't have to do that. Why are those clubs so important to you?
It's really important for me to give back to the community. I think that it's something that every person should do for such a community that has been so welcoming to me. It has always been my goal to somehow repay that back and just do as much as I can to help everyone feel as welcomed and as blessed as this community has made me feel.
What are some other activities outside of school that you love to do?
Outside of school, it seems like I spend all my time in school. Outside of school, I don't know a whole lot of the activities I do. I spend a lot of time with my family.
Have you ever played pickleball?
I have not played pickleball.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I go on walks. I like to go on walks. Take okay. moments to reflect.
Okay. Moments to reflect. That's great. You're an outstanding student. I know that I don't even need to glance twice at the ineligible list ever. I know that you are straight A's and all that great stuff. I know that as a speech team member that I trust every move that you make, and as an actress on stage, I know you're going to get the job done. That takes drive. And you have incredible drive. And I've noticed that from the first day that I saw you. What drives you? What pushes you?
I think what drives me, it's such a complex answer. It's really, I am determined to be something. I feel that I've been set up. I have so many people supporting me all of the time. And I have so many people who are watching and waiting for me to do something great. And I feel that with all the support that I have, it'd be wrong to not be something. I am driven by goals that I have for success. I know that one day I will be successful, and I want to give everyone else kind of that every support that they have given me is finally paid off.
That's funny. I know you're going to be successful. I know you're going to be successful. So I ask you this, April 26th is Saturday, is National Pretzel Day. What makes you proud to be a pretzel?
I think I am most proud to be a pretzel just because of the pretzel community. This is such a tight-knit community of people, and there's always support. Whenever there's an event, everybody comes out, and you always see everyone giving all that they have and all their love that they have for other pretzels in the community. And I think that's a really beautiful thing, and I think that's something to really be proud of, is having constant supporters no matter what.
Well, if you listen to this and you're like, oh, man, I never got to see Mia in a show. You can see Mia in a show on May 8th, 9th, and 10th at Jeanette Lloyd Theater. It's called A Musical Comedy Murders of 1940. But she is just a smidge of all the great things when it comes to her life, all the wonderful clubs, and more importantly, the fabulous personality and the care that she gives so many students here at Freeport High School. Mia, thank you so much.
Thank you.